This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of February 2019. February may be the shortest month of the year, but it also stands to be one of the most hopping. We're still figuring and sorting out January's gear shifts, epiphanies, and breakthroughs, not to mention the chaos and revolution of the past few years. But that's not hindering action. February is serving up round after round of moving, on, through, forward, ahead, along. First up, the next big phase in expressing ourselves in a group context. The Aquarius new moon, February 4, ushers that in, moving us on, that phrase, from the lessons of the 2.5-year Leo-Aquarius eclipse cycle, which ended with the eye-popping blood moon lunar eclipse of January 20th and 21st. The wrapping up will play out for months. In the meantime, updates are rolling out now in your heart, self-acceptance, and networks. This new moon occurs on the degree of the Aquarius lunar eclipse of August 2017. Think back to how chapters ended and social circles rearranged in or because of the events of that summer. The new or next phases in situations arising now have a connection to them. That eclipse was also on Robert Mueller's son a few months into his term as special prosecutor. And lo and behold, the days after, this February's new moon have the issue of one of his cooperating witnesses, Trump's attorney slash fixer Michael Cohen, testifying before Congress. He was scheduled to do this voluntarily just after the new moon on February 7. In advance, in January, conflicting info leaked, Jupiter square Neptune, that Trump may or may not have instructed Cohen to lie to Congress in his previous testimony. Cohen postponed this next round of testimony because of threats to his physical safety and to his family, which, if true, are the federal crime of witness tampering. And the House Oversight Committee responded by subpoenaing him to appear. All this before February even began, with more to come at and soon after the Aquarius new moon. Hashtag there is no such thing as coincidence. As the aforementioned updates unroll, we're soon feeling more than thinking, grokking more than verbalizing, picking up and transmitting messages more by telepathy and dreams than by talking and texting. Mercury finishes his annual tour of Aquarius on February 10, when he drops from high in the sky into the all-connected waters of Pisces. By the 20th, he enters the degrees he'll retrace when he retrogrades at the beginning of March, which means matters from the end of the month may well come up for revisiting next month. Mid-month brings overlapping rounds of moving on, through, forward, ahead, along. Action is impassioned, spontaneous, risky, unconventional, and explosive. Let's everyone visualize that last one being metaphoric. This is part of the graduation exercise for the independent study course in self-starting and self-actualizing you've been taking, consciously or not, since 2010. Warrior God Mars, the planet of push and ruler of our motivation and drive, is meeting unpredictable, liberating change agent Uranus on the 13th, then heading for the slower, calmer, weightier Earth of Taurus the next day. Mars is at maximum firepower before that shift. He's accentuating daring, boldness, aggressiveness, frustration, anger, and courage, any or all of which will explode without warning or visible provocation. Then he throttles back into a mode that doesn't sit well with him or with some of us. Slow, steady, methodical, sensual, practical. This is a formula for artisans and craftspeople, for making things tangible, real, bankable. This crossover reactivates the cosmic shoves of May 15 and 16, 2018. Watch for and engage in practical, tangible movement on the paradigm shifts that broke open then. This time around, we're more proactive and self-reliant, with clearer boundaries to boot. Chiron, the embodiment of our abiding wounds, is ending some 8 years in Pisces and starting an 8-year tour of Aries over February 18 and 19. Chiron in Pisces blurred energetic and emotional boundaries, mingling individual pains and wounds with those of other people and humanity at large. His time there heightened the experience or awareness of issues involving underdogs, the powerless, and refugees. Empathy and compassion, martyrdom, victimization and scapegoating, and the far-reaching effect of a butterfly's flutter or a tossed pebble sending ripples out in a pond. Something might hit critical mass on his way out the door. A healing crisis, maybe. The switch is underscoring and running with the revitalization we've received from Uranus and Aries, so it's unlikely we'll be down for long. Instead, we'll shake off the water and implement new and improved behaviors, adopt a superhero role model, or create one based on yourself. Clear-eyed analytical feedback, with more than a touch of ESP, comes with the Virgo full moon at the first degree of the sign on February 19. The rational and non-rational ends of the usual full moon equation have changed places. Your heart is motivating what needs improvement. Your mind is off in the clouds with Neptune, spinning dreams and fantasies and magic. Meanwhile, reason has hold of the goddess of love as well. She's conjunct cosmic rule enforcer and uber-adult Saturn, making desires sober, worldly, realistic, and looking for containment and commitment. And yet, she's still susceptible to non-rational impulses and abandon, cravings with the pull of a tractor beam are at work as she joins the subterranean primal power of Pluto on February 22nd. It's the call of nature, the itch that demands scratching, the lure of the abyss or a volcano or raw intimacy with a fellow human, possibly the scariest attraction of all. As the two planets of love and desire fuse, Jupiter's whipping up Mercury, casting us as leads in our own little romantic comedies, or would that be a dark indie film? And making us believe wild dreams are coming true. Trickery? Miracle? We might not care which. Clarity is possible on February 23rd, when Mercury and Pluto open a doorway to candor. By the end of the month, opportunities and motivation arise to push ourselves on, through, forward, ahead, along. In superhero costume? Or not? I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my mailing list and get a copy of my Jupiter and Sagittarius quick reference guide, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.